Okay.
All right, I'd like to start the meeting for the Boulder Board of Adjustments. And I guess the first thing we need to do is to approve the minutes of the last meeting, which was January 14th. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Let's see, I have to have Jabe or
I will motion to approve the minutes for 2021.
And April, weren't you there on this?
Yes, I was. April?
Okay, so, and you're still on the Board of Adjustments, correct?
Correct.
Great. Okay. So, did I have a second?
I'll second.
Thanks. Okay, so the minutes, or to approve the minutes of the 14th of January, I need to take a vote, I guess. So all in favor? Aye.
April, aye.
Gabe, aye.
Great, so that's done. Okay, so what else is the agenda? So then we go through the training, right?
Yeah. Do you want me to do that now?
Should we do the change?
Oh, change. So I'm resigning. So there needs to be a new board chair and co-chair, I guess. So can I nominate? I nominate Jabe as chair and April as the vice chair. All those in favor?
I'd like to say, I don't know if I should be vice chair just with my duties.
Oh,
I think maybe someone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jean, are you willing?
Sure.
Okay. So I guess the process is I am going to suggest or nominate Jean as vice chair and Jabe as chair. All those in favor?
You need a second to your...
Oh, second.
I'll second.
Okay, April seconds. All those in favor? Tina, aye.
April, aye.
You get to vote.
Jeannie and I get to vote as well?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, well,
everyone votes.
I accept.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jean, I.
Okay. Okay. At this point, Jay will run the meeting, I guess.
Great.
I don't have the agenda in front of me, so you're on your own here.
Oh, come on. over to the other one here and... Let's see here if I've got.
I can bring it up if you want, but I figured you can.
I'm going to need that because I'm on my iPad and I'm bouncing around it with a little peg and trying to find it.
Okay, let me share it here a sec.
I did find it. I was looking at it earlier, but I'm sorry, I don't remember it verbatim.
Okay, here we go. This looks like it. Are you seeing that on your screen?
I'm sorry, I was bouncing around trying to find it.
It is.
Thank you. I can see that. All right. So we have good evening, everybody, and glad everybody's here. Just since I can't see everybody, is Ray, have you joined us?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll continue on. So we've approved the minutes for January 2021. Thank you. We've taken care of appointments. Tina, we're sorry to see you leave.
We haven't taken care of appointments, have we?
Tina just took care of that, didn't we?
No, you got to replace Tina, which I believe is Randy.
No, let's see. Wait a minute.
Appointments. Okay, sorry.
Huh.
But how are we going to... Tina needs to be replaced as a member. Not appointment, but as a member.
We don't know that yet. We have...
Okay.
So just...
We have a... We have... The town council has to appoint. We can't appoint
anymore. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
In fact, a second person also submitted their name today or yesterday. So I invited both Randy and it's Daryl Fuller. I invited them both on. Here's Randy. And I just thought they might want to see this in progress and see you guys in action. But it's the town council that'll have to approve or appoint and vote on the appointment in their February meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I guess what we talked about earlier, because I was a little confused with April's comment there is, so what we just discussed with Jeannie and I is for this evening, mm-hmm. correct? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then, so Peg, help me out here with Jeannie, and do we need to do anything with her as a replacement for John, or is that all?
It's all taken care of via the town council.
Okay.
So you just welcome them into your body.
Well, super. Thank you. And welcome again, everybody. All right. Let's see here. Let's conduct Open and Public Meetings Act and Ethics Training. That has your name next to it, Peg. So I'm going to defer to you.
Okay. And this is a yearly requirement for all public bodies. And everyone is supposed to comply with OPMA, Open and Public Meetings Act. And the Ethics Act or whatever it is. So open public and meetings is, I'm trying to remember what I said to Planning Commission like 5 days ago. It's basically, here's Daryl now. It's basically divided in three main segments. It has to do with meetings and what constitutes a meeting, and that is of use to you guys. Has to do with notification of meetings, and that's pretty much all on me, and as well as record keeping, which is largely on me. So as far as, I'm not seeing him show up. Hold on a second, let me do my administrative stuff here. Okay. Yes.
Can I butt in here for a second?
Butt in, yep.
When I'm looking at the video on this, it sounded like all of the bodies, the board adjustments, planning commission, and town council should have someone within the board that actually could help in facilitating a meeting. I mean, not facilitating, but giving notice to a meeting. So I don't know if that's something we have to look into, but just so that you're not the only one, that we need you to, if there's something that comes up, to speak about that. I don't know.
I'm actually not sure what that is.
Okay.
Because notification basically boils down to getting stuff up on the website and on the Utah Public Meeting Notice Board. And to my knowledge, only myself, at this point, only myself and Judy Davis have got logins for doing that. So,
okay. So
I think formulating what's on the agenda of the meeting does usually take place between the clerk and the whoever the head of the body is to determine the agenda itself. And so whether there's business coming in or so forth, that's a procedural matter that, like in April's case, where she's also the zoning administrator, she's got some requirements about completing her review of the applications and getting information about those to both me and to the bodies, in this case, Planning Commission, in a timely way so that we can do the notifications. So there's a lot of tie-in. It's not just one person, but putting the notifications up boils down to myself and Judy Davis right now. So anyway, as far as the meetings themselves are concerned, all your meetings by definition are public meetings. You cannot meet A quorum of you cannot meet and discuss business without it being properly noticed and allowing the public to attend. So any time you conduct business, it's in public by definition. You typically don't have public hearings in a Board of Adjustment session. You hear business. I mean, the way you do business, you hear the business. It's not really up for public comment because you are a quasi-judicial body. You are going by the letter of what an application was or what the variance request is, and you're measuring it up exactly according to what the ordinances currently say. So there's not a lot of reason or latitude for a public hearing unless there were some possible situation where maybe an adjacent landowner might feed in additional information to you or something. Not sure that even qualifies as a public hearing where it has to be noticed as such. So by and large, you are just, it's a public meeting. 24-hour notice typically is what's required for a public meeting. And again, for the things that you would consider, you wouldn't go into closed session for any of the legal reasons, which is considering personnel qualifications, or you wouldn't be discussing, I don't believe you would ever be discussing pending litigation, or at least it hasn't come up to this point yet. There's no reason for you to go into a closed session by rules of the state. So really, public meeting is the only thing you need to worry about, and the fact that you don't discuss business when there is a quorum of you outside of the bounds of a noticed meeting. That's really it. And then again, notice, I put out a notice, this kind of a thing. I post on a bulletin board. I put it out on Boulder Town website and the Utah Public Meeting Notice Board, which is the bottom of this. You can see where you subscribe to get those notifications if you want. Anybody should, I think, subscribe to this to get those. But those are the official notifications. So they go out online. They go out on the bulletin board physically. And I try to peg boredom when I can remember to do that. So that's notification and record keeping. This recording of this will go up on the Boulder Town website on the Board of Adjustment page under meeting materials. And I should have it up. Usually I get this recording back from Zoom, certainly by the morning after. And I try to get it uploaded as soon as possible, as will be the minutes. Once they're approved, they're supposed to go up within 3 days. So only a year ago that you had your last meeting. We're still within the bounds of the 3 days after approval. That's kind of Open Public Meetings Act. Just laying out the law of what that means. Ethics training basically boils down to a sentence or two of if you, anyone who's on any boards, any employees, any staff, any elected officials needs to sign once a year ethics document that simply discloses any kind of conflict they may or may not have in terms of conducting their business. So if you own something, if you had some fiduciary relationship with somebody else that's likely to be coming before your body for business, you would be required to disclose that you have some kind of an interest, either a conflict of interest or a financial interest or what have you. But there is not a requirement by state law to recuse yourself. You can disclose your interest and you can continue to participate in the discussion and even the vote itself if you feel you can do so in a fair manner. So there's not a state requirement of recusal, but there is a requirement for disclosure. That's ethics. That's all we're talking about when we talk about ethics in this context. That's all. Unless you have questions.
Gina, so,
We meet if we do have a meeting or need to have a meeting because of an application, that's every third Tuesday of the month. Is that correct?
Yes. That's what you're going to decide next on your agenda.
Okay.
Okay. But yes, that is correct. Is if you would tell someone who says, I want to apply for a variance, and just say, well, our next regularly scheduled meeting would be, in your case right now, it's the third Tuesday of the month, but that's up for you guys to decide what you want to do. But Judy Davis is required to post your regular meeting schedule, I think in the newspaper still, once a year.
Peg, I have a question. That is if you're done, Tina.
I am.
Thank you. A clarification question. As you were sharing about the Open and Public Meetings Act, what I think I understood it to be was that if we meet, it has to be a public forum. Is that correct?
Yes.
Even if we're just dialoguing about a variance, a request for a variance or anything of that nature, that's a requirement that it's a public meeting.
It's a requirement, and anyone can sit in on that. Now, what you do as a body is determine your own procedures as far as handling public comment. You're not under, the public is required to be able to attend any regular meeting, but there's no requirement that you allow them to speak. So that's the whole point of a public hearing, is expressly for them to speak to an issue. But this is what you do, is what you guys are doing is not bound by opinion. It's bound by fact. So that's why I'm saying there's not really a reason to have a public hearing per se. And it's up to you whether as a body you want to entertain any public comment. That's totally your call. But they do have to be able to sit there if they want, and they have to get these notifications and be able to zoom in if we're doing it Zoom, and yeah.
Okay, thank you. I guess before we move on, is there any other questions from other folks on the call?
Don't see Ray yet.
I don't see Ray, but I would like to welcome Daryl. I don't think you were on earlier, so welcome to the call.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. Well, if there's nothing, no other questions or comments, let's move on to determining the 2022 regular business schedule. And as Peg has just shared, it's the third Tuesday of the month if we are required to meet. Is there anybody who, I'm good with that, but is there anybody who want to propose or have a conflict with that time frame? I'm hearing silence. Going once. Going twice. I would say no comment. It means we're good to go for the third Tuesday of the month as required.
You need to take
that. I'll second that.
Oh, emotion. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm supposed to help me out there. I got to
just make a motion and ask someone to second
there. Thank you. I make a motion to continue with the third Tuesday of every month.
I second that, April.
Thank you, April.
Now we vote.
Jean, you can vote on this one as well.
Jean, yes.
April, yes.
Jabe?
Jabe, yes. I didn't realize I was supposed to be giving a yes on that one.
Yes, you have to vote in everything too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I guess that's what we have for quorum. Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. So
third Tuesday at 7 o'clock, did you say?
I did not say 7 o'clock. I basically said this, keeping the same schedule that we've had, which was the third Tuesday of every month.
Okay, and 7 o'clock will be it, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
And just for clarification to everybody, again, that's when you have business, when you have a variance application or something before you. Otherwise, we'll meet again in another year, like we did last year, and do this all over again. Daryl and Randy, this is not a super busy body at this point, because there have been talk of variances about to be filed, but it's never actually happened in the last 6 years that I can recall. So, but you never know. So.
Peg, I'd say that John Barantha's bubble got burst on the last one. He was ready. I was ready to go too. We've not had one. So yes, it's pretty low. We're not a busy body board here. So are we ready to move on, Peg? Okay. All right. Reviewing powers and duties of the Board of Adjustments online training resources. Peg, I know that you sent out two emails with information on that. I don't know if everybody got those, but I'm going to defer to you on this one since I don't know enough about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to slide out of that one and just say practice using the codified ordinances and search for Board of Adjustment powers and duties. Can I do that? Because sure. It's just contained in less than a page, I believe, of what you do. And it would probably be good practice to actually set up your account. Even you guys who aren't officially on the Board of Adjustment, just as public citizens, go online. I'm going to go there right now. Did everyone get a chance to check out the online thing that I sent out, the codification that is? No?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
Wrong thing. I highly recommend the video. The video is very helpful.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just sent it out today, so I'm not expecting you would have been able to jump on that, but when you do, go to the, slowly connect to the, okay, here we are. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen here. Okay, so I'm on the Boulder Town website right now, and under documents, are you looking at my screen? Can you see that?
Yes, we are.
Under documents, then clicking on ordinances brings up this ordinance page. And this very first link is where you jump out to the codified ordinances. So I say out because when you click on that, it will take you out to American Legal site. You'll be out of the Boulder Town website. I'll do that in just a sec, but that's where you go. And in order to do the training thing, it's kind of a big clunky screen, but the video recording is this little button right down here, the play button. And that's about, 42 minutes it looks like. So it's not super short, but it goes through how to use how to set up your login. It's your own personal login. No one else can see your notes. Anyone can go in and do a search.
This is fair. I'm on a sign of cat. There we go. Okay. So up here at the very top,
Sorry. I thought someone was speaking. I just hit the play button. Sorry. So anyway, you go up to you go into the American Legal thing, actually. We'll bring you to this site. Are you seeing that on your screen now?
Yes.
Okay, so anyone can go in and just start searching. So I could put in Board of Adjustment powers and duties right here. I don't have to have a login to do any of this stuff, but if you do create a login, it allows you the capability then of bookmarking, annotating, like you go to something and you can annotate, put notes beside stuff. I think it would be invaluable for anyone trying to remember citations and where they're looking I saw something once and they're trying to get back to it. I think anyone on planning commission or board of adjustment, town council for that matter, should get into this thing. And so. Oops. So you see, it's pretty fast. You've got a good list of hits, and that's kind of what we want to find out about. So, wait, that's the license officer, powers and duties, wrong person. Okay. Let me go back to this one. So, here you are. This is what you do. Powers and duties. You recommend action to the town council or the planning commission amendments to the general plan. You can do that. You can recommend to the council or the planning commission amendments to any land use ordinance, recommend amendments to any official maps, review and approve with requirements, or deny all variance applications with a finding of an unreasonable hardship as required. Render a decision on a determination of a legal non-conforming use, render a decision on a determination of a legal non-compliant structure, render a decision on any other legal non-conformity. Plus, adopt your own bylaws, policies, and procedures for conducting your own meetings. And you have no authority to hear amendments, waivers, modifications to any standards governing the approval of them. Okay, to hear any amendments to general plan. So you're not the ones making any changes to any laws. In other words, you can hear and you can suggest changes based on something, some decision you may have had to make, but you don't actually hear amendments to those things. Okay, and you're appointed by the mayor with advice and consent of the council. Your board of adjustment term is, well, it's 5 members. Your term is 5 years. God, it sounds like a sentence, but it's not like, you know, a full term is a 5-year term. You can be compensated, although you guys aren't, but if you actually went to any training session or something like that, the town would cover training. Okay, so the rest of this is what it is. So anyway, that's just an example of kaboom. You can find what you're looking for in the search results of the codified ordinances. So I highly suggest you get on and kind of get familiar with what's in there, or at least how to find stuff. And the nice thing about Board of Adjustment is you don't know exactly what kind of a variance might be coming. That's the bulk of what you would hear, and you don't know what is going to come before you. So it leaves the whole entire body of the codified ordinance fair game for somebody wanting a variance, right?
Cool.
So
thank you, Peg.
And I think you got my email too of additional resources that are just generic, like Land Use Institute, the Land Use Academy of Utah League of Cities and Towns. Those are all online resources that have a lot of educational material and videos and training sessions and things embedded within those sites. So, okay. Okay.
Thank you. That was very helpful. I have not had a chance to get on there myself, so I appreciate that. Well, it appears that we've come to the end of our agenda. With that, I'll take a little, is there any other business that we need to discuss at this time? I mean, we have some new folks, Randy and Daryl and Judith, you're on with us too. Nice to see you. I guess I'll open it up real quick. Is that okay, Peg? If there's anything to be, other items to be discussed with the folks on the call?
There's no other business. You're fair. Okay. You can take comments any however you want.
I think I'll just open up. Anybody want to share anything? Or I know Randy, you're and Daryl haven't. I think you're kind of new and looking to come onto the board. Anything? Just waves and all that.
Yeah. Peg brought up the American Legal site. I went on there today and made an account there. That is a fantastic resource. I suggest Daryl to jump on there. That's really good. And it's going to be good for any citizen. It's going to be fantastic. You can search through that. It's probably the best resource I've ever seen as far as that goes. And with all our ordinances on there, you can just type in a word and it'll bring up all the ordinances that deal with that word, put your notes to the side of it, kick back and forth on the pages. It's just invaluable. It's really, really good. I'd suggest everybody get on there.
And Randy was also suggesting, and I think it's included as a comment in the training, I believe, there's the capability of the town contracting them to also put our minutes on codifier minutes as well. We haven't discussed that whatsoever, if we want to go that way or pay the money to do it or whatever, but that is another capability of American Legal, is to codify our minutes. So you could search and find things in our minutes. So I think I'll bring that up to the town council probably.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know if American Legal, do they codify the minutes for like town council meetings or other meetings?
Yeah, they, not yet, but I mean, they could do it for all of our meetings. If the town of Boulder contracted with them to do the minutes, they'd do all of our minutes.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Introduce myself. I've been in town since early October. But I guess I was in town a long time ago, back in the mid 80s. Ada and Bill Cox used to run a ranch out in Salt Gulch, and my mom and Ada are sisters. And so I used to come out and move sprinkler pipe and eat all of Ada's sweet peas and help her pick the orchard and all that. So we're trying to actually, you can kind of see all the framing here. So we're building up next to Josh and Jill up in the subdivision. Okay. We're trying to get that going and hopefully be here full time. Well, I think it'll work. So we've ordered the satellite internet, which should show up sometime in February. And I don't know. So hopefully we can work remotely and we stay in Boulder for quite a while. So I'm very excited to be here.
You're related to Cliff, Daryl?
Yeah. So Clifford is my dad. My dad is Clifford, and Carolyn, my mom, she passed away a couple years ago. But those are my parents.
Right.
And we're also actually kind of neighbors to Bill and Judith. We've got a little piece of farmland.
And we're right up the road. We bought our part of the pasture from your dad.
Oh, okay. Are you next to
we're just north of Bryn.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Very good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice and you must be related to Brianna as well.
Yeah, yeah. She's my daughter. So she's down here and she's enjoying waking up at 38 to 40 degrees. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm working at the school, and so she's starting to work at the school as well. Anyway,
perfect. Okay. Yeah, she's super excited.
Cool. Anybody else have anything to share before we close the meeting this evening? All right, then. I will motion to close this meeting this evening. Do I have a
second?
Was that Jean?
I'll second the motion. Yeah.
Okay.
We can do a third. I can.
All in favor. Aye. April.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Bye.
Okay. 7:35.
Thanks for the information, guys. It's good.
I told you'd be half an hour.
And Peg, thank you so much for taking good care of us tonight, as always.
Well, once a year, it's hard to stay in practice. So yeah, just check out those ordinances. They're rolling in all the time. The board of, or the planning commission's been very active this whole year creating some new ordinances. And so there's still two that they just passed that have not yet been codified. One is on the internal accessory dwelling units and the other is on the RV parks and guest ranch. So they're on the website. You can see them on the website, but they're not part of American Legal codified version yet. Just so you know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well,
have a good evening, everybody.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Good to see you, Judith.